Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching asks, "What are our real motivations?"
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. In the course of his teaching, Jesus said to the crowds, "Beware of the scribes who like to go about in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplaces, seats in honor in the synagogue, and places of honor in the banquets. They devour the houses of widows and as a pretext to lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." Jesus then sat down near the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the temple treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "This poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury. For they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. Our preaching team gave a parish renewal in Maumee, Ohio, some years ago, just as we were beginning to build the Thomas More Center. We met a professional fundraiser there who made a statement I will never forget. He said, "One of the dumbest things I have ever heard is the phrase, 'Give until it hurts.' We should always say, 'Give until it feels good.'" Well, the religious leaders in the time of Jesus were, surprise, surprise, real hypocrites. When they made contributions toward the maintenance of the temple or synagogues, they made sure that they would have a large crowd witness their generosity and hope that people would oh and ah and admire their generosity and maybe praise them later. In our contemporary culture, they would like to have their name on the front of a building on a university campus, perhaps on a hotel or a library, perhaps a plaque in the gathering place in the church, or be a gold contributor, much better than a silver contributor. The friends of Jesus were with him on that day, and he is going to teach them a very basic but very important moral lesson. He waits and watches silently. Then an elderly woman, who has basically nothing of her own, widows could not inherit, and basically depended on the community for their basic existence, she throws a couple of pennies, everything she has, into the collection box. It would not be surprising if some of the disciples even scoffed at that. Now, Jesus can't remain silent. He tells them this woman was the most generous person in the synagogue that day. Her attitude, her heart, was in the right place. How often am I guilty of judging the externals and not even trying to see the internal attitude, which is often much more powerful and graced? Who are the real heroes in our life? Are they the corporate billionaires, politicians, Hollywood personalities, sports players? Jesus points out, she from her poverty has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood. As he witnessed all this, I think Jesus was pondering what it was going to cost him to heal our brokenness. He couldn't buy it. He knew his friends would not understand it. He was questioning the abuse of power. He knew he would have to face its wrath soon. ¶¶